I'm Sarah Johnson. I'm the director of the Weill Music Institute at Carnegie Hall. Carnegie Hall, of course, is well known around the world as one of the great concert halls. What is less well known is the hall's enormous commitment to education and community-based work. And so I'll talk a little bit about the work of the Weill Music Institute today, which is the arm of Carnegie Hall that does that education and community programming. And then my colleague Joanna will talk about a specific program that we are beginning to bring to Spain in partnership with the Symphony Orchestra of Asturias. I'll start with the big picture. So, Clive Gillinson is now the executive and artistic director of Carnegie Hall, and under his leadership, we think a lot about this work and the activities of the concert hall from the perspective or through the perspective of questions. When Clive arrived, he would be in conversations, planning discussions, and people would often ask, well, what's the best thing for Carnegie Hall? And he said invariably, and he continues to say, that's the wrong question. We should be asking, what's the best thing for music? And how do we serve people through music? And if we answer those two questions, we will do the right thing for Carnegie Hall, and we will end up with a different universe of ideas about what that right thing is. So the hall's mission is to bring the greatest music of the world to the greatest possible audience, the largest, broadest possible audience. Also to develop new works, develop new audiences, and support young artists. And the Weill Music Institute is very active in this area. We completed a strategic plan several years ago for the Weill Music Institute. I should just say historically that Carnegie Hall has always done educational programming. The very well-known Young People's Concerts that were led by Leonard Bernstein for so many years happened at Carnegie Hall in the early years. But the work of the hall's education arm has expanded exponentially in the last 10 to 12 years. In our strategic planning process, we identified three priorities, and I mention these because a couple of them are, I think, somewhat unusual. Number one, direct service. So the idea that Carnegie Hall runs programs with the goal of having a direct impact on the lives of participants across a very broad range of constituents. The second priority is collegial support of the field. And we define the field differently depending on the area we're thinking about. But what that means is that we build model programs and share them for free with partner organizations around the nation and around the world. And LinkUp, which Joanna will talk about shortly, is one example of that. But this also means that sometimes we create programs that are not about specific impact, but that are more about developing resources that can be shared more broadly with schools, with other cultural institutions, et cetera. The third priority is generating new knowledge for the field. So in the corporate world, one would say R&D, research and development. In the nonprofit community and in the arts community, particularly when it comes to education, we very rarely get to overinvest in trying to solve challenging situations and trying to develop new research that will help us to better understand how music can have an impact in the lives of people, sometimes even change and impact whole systems. And so we have a commitment to that idea of generating new knowledge. And I can talk a little bit more specifically about what that means. Our programs serve a broad set of constituencies. First, we have programs for students and teachers. And these are primarily for grades K through 12, so not so much higher education, but we provide quite a few year-long curricula for all levels that include culminating performances at Carnegie Hall for students and teachers, all of which are highly participatory. Significant professional development resources and also online resources for people who are participating in our programs, and many opportunities for students to collaborate with and work with world-class artists. Those programs are active, all of them in New York City. some around the country, and then others are available internationally. The next constituent we serve is young musicians. We have recently announced that we are starting a national youth orchestra for the United States of America. This has never existed before, and we're very excited. It's beginning next summer. It is for young musicians ages 16 to 19 who are not studying at conservatory. So for students who have gone to full-time conservatory, they have many opportunities to work with world-class artists and to engage with their peers. But this is for students who are in high school or perhaps have gone to university to study something other than music, who are extraordinary young musicians. They'll come together in the summer for a multi-week residency coached by top musicians, principal players from US orchestras. They'll be joined in the first year by Valery Gergiev for the last few days of their rehearsals, and then they will embark on an international tour, first going to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., then to Moscow, St. Petersburg, and London. Each summer, the orchestra will be led by a different conductor and will tour a different part of the world. And it's entirely free for participating students. We provide other opportunities for young musicians, including master classes, week-long workshops in which we bring people to New York, young pre-professional or young professional musicians ages 18 to 35. They come to New York for a week usually to work with a master artist, be coached, and have a culminating debut performance at Carnegie Hall. We also have an online community for teenagers around the world that offers young musicians opportunities to connect with their peers internationally and to participate in projects led by Carnegie Hall artists. And a new program, the Achievement Program, in collaboration with the Royal Conservatory in Toronto, which brings nationwide standards for independent or private music study to the United States for the first time. Access is certainly part of our mission, and in New York City, we provide many free concerts across all musical genres across the city. So 30 to 35 free concerts a year, including classical music, world music, jazz, etc. And also quite a few interactive concerts for young families and young people, again, for free across the city. An area of new focus over the course of the last 5 years is work with those in acute need. We provide a range of programs from individual interactive concerts to multi-week and all the way up to year-long participatory workshops for people in healthcare settings and those involved in the corrections and juvenile justice systems. We also work with veterans, those in homeless shelters, and seniors. This area of activity is very rich, and we have made an increasing commitment, particularly to the work in correctional facilities and healthcare over the course of the last few years. This includes a significant research component, and we've also produced, in collaboration with Wolf Brown, a couple of research and exploratory papers that look at scanning best practices internationally in these areas of activity, and that also give some information about some of the development of the juvenile justice system, particularly in the US, and then look at the highest possible impact activity that can, we hope, we've only been in this for about 5 years, but we hope will long-term have some positive impact on recidivism rates. And then we also have a huge commitment to professional development and training. Provide workshops and resources for educators in New York City and around the US, for teaching artists, so artists who do all of this work across the program, who go into schools, who go into correctional facilities, who spend time in healthcare settings leading this creative work, and also to the administrators we partner with, both in schools and in agencies. We collaborate with many, many different levels of partners, from the Department of Homeless Services, the Administration of Children's Services of New York City, to the Federal Department of Justice in the US, to people running specific programs in specific facilities. And our professional development includes participation by all of those people. We also provide a number of resources that have emerged from this work to help support others who are interested in doing this kind of activity. So I'll let, in a moment, Joanna speak about LinkUp, because that's one very clear example. But returning for a moment to the work in healthcare settings and juvenile justice work, we have quite a lot of tools that are available for free online for people who are interested in expanding the activity they do in this area. Everything from strategies for basic program design to what are the qualities we look for in artists who are going to be hired to do this work, to tools to help the professional development of artists, to simple evaluation and assessment tools to help to look at the ongoing impact of the program, et cetera. So we do provide quite a lot of those kinds of resources available online. We have over 1,000 items in our digital library, which range from videos to planning resources to curricula, et cetera. So there's a big commitment to providing those kinds of tools for the field, a broad range of fields beyond the work that we actually do programmatically. And with that, I think I'll introduce Joanna, who will talk about LinkUp, which is one of our school-based programs that is coming now to Spain.
Thank you. We are, as Sarah mentioned, very excited to be bringing LinkUp over here to Spain and to partner with the Symphony Orchestra in Asturias. And a big thank you to Ana Mateo for all her help. Because of her help, I'm excited to report that many of our curriculum materials have been translated into Spanish, and we thought it might give you a little insight into the curriculum if we showed a short video that introduces the curriculum to our teachers. So if we could show the video.
Hi, I'm Tom Cabanis, and I'm a composer. I created Come to Play, the theme song for Carnegie Hall's LinkUp program, as well as other pieces featured in the curriculum and concerts. The goal of LinkUp is for students to learn about the orchestra and join it in a culminating interactive musical experience. Students will sing, play recorder or violin, while learning basic musical concepts and composing music themselves. The LinkUp program links the classroom to the concert hall. Maria Schwab is a LinkUp teacher from New York who will be helping guide you through what it takes to be successful with LinkUp. Your students are responsible for performing specific repertoire from the curriculum during the final concert. To achieve success in LinkUp, you will need to teach them each piece and prepare them to perform at the final concert. Students should know and understand basic musical concepts and master the repertoire so that in the concert, they are able to sing or play instruments such as soprano recorder or violin. With your guidance, students will also create their own music. LinkUp consists of three components: a professional development workshop, the curriculum, and the final concert. The professional development workshop guides you through the repertoire and creative work and arms you with information that prepares you to teach the program. The PD is required for participation. Next comes the curriculum. It is organized into three sections. First, information about planning your LinkUp program, an explanation of the curriculum structure, and three defined pathways based on students' experience levels and the time you have available. Second, there's a section on recorder and note reading basics, tips for teaching beginners the soprano recorder, fingerings, and all of the concert repertoire. Because the end goal of LinkUp is concert success, you'll want to focus on the music that students will need to be able to perform. Based on students' experience, time, and your goals, you can prepare your students to perform each piece of music in a variety of ways, from singing, to playing violin, to basic or advanced soprano recorder. Just look for the icons on each piece, which guide you to the various performance options. Since you'll spend time on learning the pieces to perform, to help you and students keep track of their progress on each piece over time, we have also included some simple forms, indicated by the assessment icon. The last and most exciting element of the program is the final concert, in which students join the orchestra from their seats to create an enormous ensemble and perform the selections they've been working so hard on all year. They also listen and participate in a variety of other ways throughout the interactive concert.
So, Link Up is our program for elementary or primary school students. In the US, the program focuses on students in third, fourth, and fifth grade, so roughly 8 to 11 years old. And as Tom mentioned in the video, it is an attempt to link students' classrooms with the concert hall through the study of basic music concepts, the study of repertoire, and of course, the culminating concert. Students learn standard orchestral repertoire by singing, playing the recorder or violin, and also deepen their understanding of music through movement, composing, and other creative activities. As was mentioned, there are three core components to Link Up. The first, the bread and butter, if you will, is the curriculum itself. The curriculum focuses on three areas, and each year rotates between that year-long focus. The orchestra rocks, which focuses on rhythm, the orchestra sings, which focuses on melody, and the orchestra moves, which focuses on musical movement. The second key component is professional development. We believe very strongly that music teachers who are bringing this curriculum to their students need guidance, need help, and need some tips on the repertoire and on teaching this curriculum. We, in our professional development sessions, like to bring in artists from the concert so that they can firsthand learn about the music and learn about the orchestral experience. And the third component, of course, is the concert itself, which is highly interactive and gives children the chance to feel like they are part of the orchestra. As was mentioned, there are three curriculums. The orchestra sings, the orchestra rocks, and the orchestra moves. The orchestra moves is the curriculum that we have just completed translating into Spanish and will be launching this year in Asturias. And our plan is to move forward next year with one of the other curriculum and then the following year with the third curriculum so that all three will be translated and available in Spanish. This is just to give you a quick overview of some of the repertoire that is included in the concerts. This is some of our standard repertoire for the orchestra rocks. This is the orchestra sings. And the orchestra moves. The materials in the curriculum include both a teacher guide and student guide, which we have brought hot off the presses. Some examples of the Spanish curriculum, student guide and teacher guide, which we're happy to share if anyone is interested in taking a look at those. Of course, there are recorders that are provided for students through the program. CDs and DVDs, the CD includes all of the music and repertoire from the curriculum, and the DVD includes a series of videos, such as the one that we just saw, that helps teachers and guides them through the curriculum. And as Sarah mentioned, many of the resources of the curriculum are also available online, so that in addition to the teacher's guide, teachers can access the website for additional resources and materials. There are three pathways for the curriculum. The goal for this is for teachers to be able to introduce the curriculum regardless of their students' level. So the three pathways are basic, intermediate, and advanced, and the activities in the student guide and teacher guide give the teachers flexibility depending on where they're starting with their students. In addition, there are creative extensions which allow teachers to add on to the curriculum through composition activities and other creative work if they want to go sort of above and beyond the basic curriculum. And this is an example of some pages from the curriculum. As I mentioned, there are also the creative extensions, and I do have some of the Spanish copies as well that we are welcome to share with you all. LinkUp has grown quite drastically in its life. The program has existed for 28 years, but was reshaped into the current curriculum in 2009. And in the last 5 years in particular, whoops, sorry about that, has grown quite a large amount in the US. This year, in the 2012 and 2013 school year, we are working with 42 partner orchestras around the US and of course internationally now. These are orchestras that are professional orchestras, community orchestras, in some cases university orchestras, that are bringing the curriculum to their students and to their community. And through those orchestras, this year we anticipate working with just slightly over 200,000 students and about 3,400 teachers. So the program is growing by leaps and bounds. We are working, of course, here in Spain and also with the Pacific Music Festival in Japan to launch a Japanese version of the curriculum as well. And of course, are looking for and hoping to bring the program to other partners and increase its international presence as well. And of course, hope to speak with some of you and think about whether LinkUp is something that might fit into your educational work as well. And lastly, just to give you a quick overview of how these partnerships work, LinkUp is a program that Carnegie Hall provides the large percentage of resources for. So Carnegie provides the student guides that I mentioned, the teacher guides, the CDs, the DVDs. We also share our concert scripts and our concert visuals. So those are the materials that we use at Carnegie Hall in New York for the concerts that we present each spring for students in New York City. It also includes orchestral parts and scores, rehearsal scores, development templates, so templates for guiding our partners in their professional development and in their teaching resources, a style guide for how Carnegie has branded the curriculum, our professional development resources. We do require that our partner orchestras, in addition, provide their professional development for teachers, and as I mentioned, access to Carnegie's online resources and our website, and ongoing support as a partner with the WOW Music Institute and our staff. Our partners, our orchestras that we work with, of course, produce the concert, and they work with their orchestral conductor and work with their schools, so they are recruiting and finding the students and schools in their communities to work with. They are also providing the professional development workshop and other support for teachers who participate. They're supplying recorders for students, and of course, artistic and administrative support, musicians, and such. And as I mentioned, providing teachers and finding the teachers to participate. That's a brief overview of the partnership, and we certainly can share more. LinkUp is a program that has had a tremendous amount of success in the US and is a program that we feel has really transformed the lives of many teachers and students, and we are really excited at Carnegie Hall about the possibilities of its global its global intent and where it can go. So we're excited to be here in Spain. We're very excited to be working with Anna and hope to continue relationships for years to come. Thank you very much.